Protected at night by Krishna's mercy.
तुलसी दिन भल साहू कहे भली चोर कहे राती निसी बासरता कहे भलो माने राम इताती.
Quote, the day is beneficial for the merchant, while the night is beneficial for the thief. But Tulsi says when worshipping Sri Rama both the day and the night are equally as good. Dohavli 148.
Though the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do, he still acts. Though he is under no obligation to listen to anyone, he still hears every prayer. Though no one can compel him to do anything, he is kind enough to appear in the manifest realm as himself, from time to time.
Paritranaya sadhuna Vinashay cha dushkritam Dharma sansthapnarthay Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Quote, in order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.8.
As explained in Bhagavad Gita, his visits serve two primary purposes. There is annihilation of the miscreants and the lowest among mankind. It is not difficult to contemplate such behavior, as it appears to be all around us. If we require historical examples to further understand the concept, there are the Rakshasas from Lanka. As described in the Ramayana poem, these man-eating ogres were like rangers of the night. Also described as Nishachara, they would attack their unsuspecting victims at a time least expected and when perception was difficult. The Supreme Lord descended as Sri Rama to annihilate the miscreants. The other purpose is related. Rama protects the sadhus. These are the saintly people of the world. They require protection due precisely to the influence of nefarious characters like the Rakshasas. It should not have to be this way. If a sadhu leaves home to live in the forest, to conduct yajna in a peaceful manner, to progress further in spiritual realization through austerity and penance, why should anyone bother them? Accidental interference might be excused. One or two spontaneous conflicts, like causing a brush fire, might be understandable. But the Rakshasas struck intentionally. They knew where they were going. They had ill intentions. They wanted to disrupt yajna, at the worst possible time for the sadhus. As described by Goswami Tulsidas, the night time is auspicious for the thief. Less eyeballs around. Not as easy to see. It is the opportune time to take what does not belong to you, as it will be easier to get away once the heist is complete. By contrast, the nighttime is inauspicious for the person who wants to hold on to their possessions, such as the merchant or businessman. We see that the saintly people in the Dandaka forest were harassed during the nighttime. This is when they were in the most danger. Except when Sri Rama is there. His association is auspicious both in the daytime and the nighttime. He protected the yajna of the sadhus. He taught a lesson to powerful intruders like Maricha and Subahu. Rama was neither deterred by the nighttime nor frightened by the grim visages of the attackers.
Avjanan nehe mohad balomiti raghvam. Vishwamitrasya ta vedimabhyadhavam kritatvara. Ten muktastato banha shita shatrunibarhana. Tenaha tvahata kshipta smudre shatyojne.
Quote, being under the influence of illusion, I underestimated Rama and took him to be a mere child. Thus I ran towards Vishwamitra's sacrificial altar. With that, Rama released an acute arrow capable of destroying his enemies. Upon hitting me, that arrow forcefully threw me away to an ocean 100 yojanas, 800 miles, away.
Maricha speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 38.19.
The same universal auspiciousness extends to devotion to Rama. Bhakti is non-different from the person being worshipped when it is directed at Vishnu. We see that Sri Hanuman thrived both in the daytime and the nighttime. He was constantly vigilant in his work to please both Sita and Rama.
Surya chastam gate ratro deham sankshipya marutiya. Prishtan shakmatra san babhuvad buddharshana. Quote, at night, on the sun having set, Maruti, Hanuman, contracted his body. Becoming the size of a cat, he was a wonderful sight to behold. Valmiki Ramayana, Sundara Kand, 2.49.
We can accept the teaching as a warning against placing too much importance on this situation or that. A better home. A more favorable climate. A job that pays more. Fancier clothes. A stylish car. Whether we are coming or going, rising or falling, healing or turning ill, devotion to Sita and Rama is everything. That devotion will bring everlasting benefits to transcend both time and circumstance. In closing, nighttime for the thief. At dawn for merchant relief. Different conditions so. But devotee to know. That always protected in place. From whatever dangers to face. Since Sita and Rama sustaining. Devotional life maintaining.